From Breitbart News, U.S. women's soccer team crushed by Sweden after taking knee for BLM. I love it. These are them stupid bitches that went out and were complaining that they didn't make as much money as the men when actually they make more money. Well, most Americans can't do math, derp. They won't figure out that we actually make more than the men when you calculate in all the nice little goody benefits we get, even though we bring in like 7% what the men do. This is hilarious. I think the Women's Soccer League must lose money. These broads make more than the men, who make fucking 15 times the amount of revenue, and they're complaining. Great. Oh, it couldn't happen to worse people. I love it. I hate these broads. I especially hate this one. Her name's Megan Rapinoe. Look at her. God, she's hideous. No wonder she's a lesbo. No man would want to sleep with that. Look at her. She looks like a goofy dude. She looks like a goofy teenage boy. Right? Look at her. What a goofball. What a hideous broad. Purple hair, Kool-Aid colored purple hair that matches her vest. Look at that. She is one ugly broad. She's just as ugly inside as she is on the outside. Hideous. I don't grow my hair long. No way. That would be conforming to the patriarchal male's gender stereotype of how they think a woman should look. So I'm going to make myself as ugly to me. Possible, because I don't care, because I like munching muff. Of course, yeah. Yeah, you got to say you like it, because ain't no guy going to let you go down an inch long. Good Lord. No guy wants to be with this broad. So they got crushed by Sweden after taking the knee for BLM. BLM is a terrorist organization. They are self-admitted Marxists. It's not like people are coming out. It's not like these talking heads are coming out and saying, you know, we've analyzed BLM's talking points and their credo, and we've looked at their website, and we've broken down all of their doublespeak, and they're Marxists. No, these people come out and say it. The founder of BLM, the founders, I'm a trained Marxist who owns four houses from money that I grifted off of you fools. One of my houses has its own private runway. Wow, great. You're doing very well for a Marxist. Why don't you redistribute some of that wealth that you stole from BLM and give it to the poor? No. Can't do that. See, I want to be on top. Like everybody that pushes Marxism. However, only very few are going to be on top. And then the other 99% are going to be equal pleb slaves. They're all equally poor, equally miserable. And that's what this broad is pushing with her humongous salary, making more than the men, even though the men bring in 15 times more money. Oh, but we're oppressed! We make 15 times less money than the men, but we make more than them. Huh, okay. And it's not enough! It's not enough. Anyway, before I get into the story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red pill in your face nature of my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Who else out there is going to get breathless while they're speaking, and have to breathe so fucking much as I do for you? Oh, go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That's therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. In the middle of the page, there's a lot of off-show services I offer, including philosophical counseling, philosophical teaching. So you might want to check that out. At the bottom of the page, there are three donation options. If you would like to donate and support my work, I can use your help big time. Any amount is greatly appreciated. The show is operated on a shoestring budget, so anything is greatly appreciated. So go check that out. TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. So back to this wonderful story. And you would think that me being an American, I would be all for the women's team winning, but I'm not. I want them to lose. Number one, because I don't give a fuck about soccer. And number two, because these women are Marxists. And if they win, if they do well, if they become popular, people cheer for them, if they become winners, well, then they have a bigger platform to spread their commie, pinko, Marxist, wage gap bullshit. And that's not good for any of us. They were supposed to be the most socially aware and best women's soccer team on the planet. Didn't they get beat by 14-year-old boys? Didn't they get beat by a bunch of 14-year-old boys in scrimmage? A bunch of 14-year-old ninth graders, junior varsity soccer players? Well, after their 3-0, they didn't even score a point. They didn't even score a point. That's great. 3-0. Maybe if you ladies had spent more time practicing and less time, I don't know, going on Jimmy Kimmel and other bullshit late night fucking failed comedian talk shows talking about fucking SJW bullshit and feminism and how you're oppressed, maybe you'd have done better. Maybe if you'd hit the gym a little more and practice a little more. Oh, but no. We're activists now. We're not actually soccer players. Yeah, 3-0, crushing defeat at the hands of the Swedes. Yeah, imagine that. One of the most, if not the most feminist country on the planet. They've embraced the egalitarian dream to its fullest, and they've experienced the exact opposite effect that they expected. You're seeing more than in any other country a divergence of careers. You're seeing more inequality, not less, the more that they embrace this egalitarian bullshit. So interesting. So the more you have the freedom to do what you want to do, go where you want to go, and the more that you're encouraged to get out there and express yourself and embrace your interest, it turns out that women make different choices than men, on average. Imagine that. Imagine that. When they don't have woke ideological bullshit constantly being pushed in their faces, women tend to make different choices on average than men. Big shocker. So the U.S. women's national team took a knee for Black Lives Matter. BLM. Terrorist organization. How many cops did they kill? How many BLM are in jail right now? Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse shot the one guy in the arm, killed the other guy, who only whacked him on the head with a skateboard. Now, that's not a deadly weapon. Have you picked up a skateboard? It's like a fucking medieval mace. Oh, but he's not allowed to defend himself. He's got to be tried for murder. Meanwhile, the cop that shot Ashley Babbitt in the throat for trespassing. No charges. Yeah. So they failed. Yeah. They lost. And they took the knee for Black Lives Matter. Poetic justice. Before their Olympic matchup against Sweden on Tuesday, and they basically stayed down for the rest of the game, losing the Swedes by 3-0. Awesome. Awesome. Look at that. It's perfect. Look at the broad from the USA with her head down. Yeah, she doesn't look as fit as the others, does she? She looks kind of gaunt and emaciated, and she looks like she's sweating a hell of a lot more, like she had to work a hell of a lot harder. And is it just me, or do the Swedish broads look more feminine? And does their mistletoe look better? Look at the USA broad. Look at the flesh around her knees. The muscle definition is not clear. And she's got a collection of what looks like fat over the top of her knees. Meanwhile, the Swedish broads, their legs look much more shapely. The muscle tone is better. Much more definition, especially the broad in the number 13 jersey. They just look fitter overall. You can't blame patriarchy for this one, ladies. Of course, they'll find a way. We were demoralized. The men at home weren't supporting us, so we weren't motivated to work out as much, and we lost. Damn those evil men. Oh, Sweden takes down the U.S. team in their second straight meeting at the Olympics and puts an end to their 44-game unbeaten streak. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know the Olympics was even happening until recently. I could give a fuck. I really haven't just been paying attention to it. I mean, I knew that the Olympics was occurring, but I totally forgot about it and have not watched one fucking second. Ever since I saw that big fat dude, that transgender dude from, you know, the strength, the weightlifting dude with the mullet dressed up as a broad. Ever since I saw that the Olympics was going to allow transgenders to compete, I tuned out. I never tuned in to begin with, to be honest, but definitely not tuning in now. Now look at her. Look at these USA broads. They're all really like they're in really bad shape. Look at her. Look at the broad 9. Look at them big, fat, chunky legs. And look at the other broads. The spindly one, number 12. And the USA one. Look at the flesh. She looks like she's got some kind of brace on her knee. And you can see that it's real chunky above that. These broads all look like they're very out of shape. Jesus Christ. No wonder they're losing. So the U.S. sports equivalent of a 3-0 loss in soccer is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of a 45-0 blowout in football or a 10-0 loss in baseball. So needless to say, this is bad. Real bad. You think? Look at him taking the knee. I love this. Where's Megan Rapinoe? I don't see her. She's hiding. I don't know. I love this. You are in a country. How many of these other women's teams are making more than the men? The Swede team? Who else? Who else gets to make more when they make 1/15th? A fraction. This has been proven, by the way, in court documents. The women make more than the male soccer players. When you add up all the little fucking goodies they're getting in addition to their salaries. And yet, they complain. And they get down on their knee. We're so privileged, we make more than the men who bring in 15 times the revenue. We're so privileged to live in this wonderful country that is America, where we can say what the fuck we want, do what the fuck we want to do, where we can accuse a man of anything, and everybody believes us because we have a boon. And we're oppressed. And we're going to take the knee. Because America's an evil capitalist shithole that you benefit from. I got an iPhone in any of your pockets, lady. It wasn't ginned up by the government, ladies. They're products of capitalism. Their lives, their success is a product of capitalism, and they hate it. Lacking self-awareness, much, ladies. Lacking education, much. Too many gender study courses, I guess, when they went to university. Oh, my God. This is a pretty accurate display of how the day went for the U.S. women. You know, they got down on their knees for BLM, and they got down on their knees for the fucking opposing team as well. Although Megan Rapinoe would like that. She'd like to get down on her knees for those other broads. I think most of these broads are lesbos, by the way, which is kind of unusual. You think about it. Anyway, do I want to play this? All right. Whoa. She's on the ground crying. Look at it. Yeah. There you go. That's great. I love it. I hate you women. I hate you ladies. Not because you're women, but because you're a bunch of self-avowed Marxist scumbags that hate my country. A country that allows you to make millions upon millions of dollars playing a game poorly. And making more than the people who play it well. The men's team. You couldn't score a single goal against them. You would have your asses handed to you. You can't even beat 14-year-old boys. And you're making more. This is what really pisses me off. And this should piss you off too. These crappy bitches, they can't play for shit. They can't play to save their fucking lives. They can't even score 1 point against Swedish broads. Who are more feminist. And you would think that they would have let themselves go more, by the way, because feminists tend to let themselves go. I'm not going to adhere to gender stereotypical body standards created by the evil patriarchy, but instead you got your asses beat. You got your asses beat by super mega feminists. You got a feminist fucking government in Sweden with a feminist agenda, and you can't beat them. It's great. Lovely. The woman's crying on the ground. Oh, Megan Rapinoe kneeling. Oh, you cunt. Interestingly, the women's team is not the only woke U.S. sports team to faceplant during Olympics or pre-Olympic competition. Of course, we got diversity now. Less whitey. More black and brown people. Yeah. So people are getting into the Olympics more and more, not based on merit, but based on diversity, which is just a code word for less white people. The U.S. men's basketball team, many of whom took a knee or proudly displayed social justice messaging on their uniforms over the last year, took two stunning losses to Nigeria and Australia. How is that possible? How is that even possible? I thought that America, didn't we invent basketball? If we didn't invent it, we certainly refined it and took it to its highest possible level. I mean, we have been the number one basketball motherfucking country for decades and decades. We're losing to Nigeria? Really? Third world shithole African country and Australia. Don't they have a far smaller pool of talent to draw from? In Australia, like 22 million people or some shit. 22, 25 at most. What the fuck? We got 360 million people to draw from in America. And we can't beat Australia? Oh my God. That's bad. So, yeah, that's stunning. We lost to Nigeria and Australia before somewhat righting the ship. But that's okay, because we're more diverse. Meritocracy is evil. It's part of capitalism. Merit bad. Diversity good. Yeah. You want to know where this anti-merit bullshit comes from? Marx. Big, fat, boil-infested motherfucker who didn't like to bathe, covered in boils, never shaved, couldn't be bothered to trim his beard, was constantly taking his own clothes to the fucking pawn shop because he was constantly strapped for fucking cash because his big, fat, lazy ass didn't want to work. He had zero merit. It's always the people that have no merit that are pushing this anti-merit bullshit. So given the pattern of wokeness leading to defeat, maybe it's time to get off your knees and play ball. Yeah, but people don't understand it's this level of wokeness that has led. That has led to people that are this lacking in talent to be in the position to represent America and then lose spectacularly. And why would the people who have any real talent strive for merit in university to begin with, especially if they're white? Which is the majority of the country still. People hate you. You're not going to be rewarded. People aren't going to sing your praises as much because you're not a strong, courageous minority. So why bother? Merit. I'm not going to get rewarded for my merit if I'm white. So why even bother joining that extracurricular activity in university, joining the track team, joining the gymnastics team? Why even bother getting into sports? Everybody hates me because I'm white. Why bother? And then we're surprised when the Olympics come around and these mediocre athletes are representing us lose. That's a big shocker. Yeah, it's so stunning. Not really. I saw this coming a mile away. You embrace wokeism. You embrace this lack of meritocracy. And embrace fucking diversity in its place, what are you going to get? People that don't have talent, that don't have merit. And they're going to lose spectacularly. Oh. Anyhow, let me know what you think of this story. Let me know what you think of Megan Rapinoe here. Oh, I don't think that's her real hair color either. I don't think she's a natural blonde. Always got her hair cut short. This is an older picture, by the way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is before it became popular, I guess, to take the knee. Yeah, I guess all of them won a Nike contract, so they're taking the knee. Show as much disrespect to America as you can. Maybe you'll get a Nike contract. Yeah, make some more money. But still, complain that you make less than the men. Look at this chunky monkey right here. Look at her. I can't believe this. Look at this broad. She's almost got no neck, and it's not because of muscle. Look at her. Chunky, chunky, chunky monkey. Ay, 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 these bros are out of shape. They're out of shape. Who's their coach? Look at the Swedish broads. Not only are they much better looking and look more feminine, but they have much more muscle tone, and they don't look like they're working nearly as hard. So, of course, the USA team lost. I guess they were practicing their kneeling instead of practicing soccer playing. No, that kneel is not smooth or fast enough. Do it again. So let me know what you think of the Kool-Aid-haired women's soccer team getting their asses handed to them spectacularly at the Olympics. Are you for it or against it? Am I a horrible, evil, nasty, sexist, woman-hating, American-hating bigot for basking in the glory of their loss? Or is it a good thing because these women want to do nothing more than use any platform they can get to spread their Marxist woke bullshit. And now that they've lost, they can't do that as much. What's the case? Let me know in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.